This is the daily Ebola update from VOA Africa.
This is Jackson Vunganyi with a roundup of important events and information about the Ebola crisis from Africa, the US, and the world. The number of new Ebola cases in West Africa dropped sharply last week, raising hopes that the regional epidemic is on the wane. The World Health Organization says 145 new Ebola cases were reported in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone in the week ending January 18th. Only 8 of those cases came from Liberia, a tiny fraction of the 300 to 400 cases per week during August and September of last year. 117 new cases were confirmed in Sierra Leone, but even there, the World Health Organization says the number of new patients is decreasing quickly. The latest number represents a drop of more than 50% in the past 2 weeks. UN officials welcomed the reduction, but emphasized the need to stay vigilant and maintain the measures being used to control the Ebola virus. UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Valerie Amo said complacency would be our worst enemy. Now, even though the Ebola outbreak in West Africa continues, the UN says it's time to plan for the recovery of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. A joint mission has just completed its assessment in Sierra Leone. VOA's Jordi Kapua reports.
The UN Development Program led the mission in Sierra Leone. It included representatives of the World Bank, the African Development Bank, the EU, and other UN agencies. David McLaughlin Carr is the UN resident coordinator.
The purpose was to try and work in a coordinated fashion towards gauging the socioeconomic impacts of Ebola on Sierra Leone. This country has taken a very hard hit, and Ebola itself, I think, has exposed a number of the structural weaknesses that need urgent attention by the international community.
The mission has assessed how Ebola battered Sierra Leone's economy.
Growth in 2013 was predicted to be about 11%. 2014, we think overall it will be about 4%. And in 2015, it could be less than 2%. That itself will tell you just what an enormous impact Ebola has had across the economy as a whole. Investment has basically dried up as companies have left the country, fearing, of course, contagion.
McLaughlin Carr says the Ebola outbreak crippled agriculture and mining, two big revenue sources for Sierra Leone, and two sectors providing livelihoods for many families. The mission has identified key areas for recovery, including infrastructure and basic services, sanitation, and health.
Health, of course, is absolutely fundamental to not only getting over Ebola, but also for the future development of this country. That sector really needs a lot of support at a structural level. There are systemic problems in terms of the lack of doctors and nurses, the lack of hospitals, the lack of, shall we say, local health clinics. And these are going to have to be addressed, I think, very aggressively.
McLaughlin Carr says very large parts of Sierra Leone lack access to clean water and latrines. That creates breeding grounds for mosquitoes and increases the risk of malaria.
Then, of course, there's the education sector. About 25% of children, even before Ebola, were not even in the school system. We need to, in a way, reset the agenda on education and have serious discussions to ensure that this country doesn't go backwards on the literacy gains of the past decade, but also can ensure that there's more inclusive education across the sectors.
The UN mission also recommends improvements in governance.
There are inefficiencies, there are accountability and transparencies that we need to build into service delivery in this country, and we'll be working very seriously with the government about having a conversation on how the UN system and the international community can support public sector reform in order to ensure that social services not only decentralized, but actually really deliver on the services they're meant to provide to the people.
The UNDP official also says the private sector has a huge role to play in Sierra Leone's recovery, but that requires restoring investor confidence in the country. A recovery strategy could be in place in a few months, But he says that depends on how much progress has been made against Ebola. In December, about 500 new cases were being reported each week. It's much lower now.
We're not out of the woods yet. We're still having in the vicinity of 100 to 200 cases per week, which is far too many. Disease as contagious as Ebola, one case is too many. We still have a major health crisis on our hands, which needs to be brought under control as quickly as possible.
The UN Development Program says poverty and environmental degradation helped worsen the Ebola crisis in Sierra Leone. The UNDP is also conducting assessment missions in Guinea and Liberia. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
And as recent news reports indicate a drop in the number of new cases in the three countries hardest hit by the Ebola epidemic, some treatment centers built with foreign aid are operating at a fraction of their capacity. Healthcare specialists say now's the time to focus on revitalizing weakened healthcare systems. Some of the ideas were discussed at a recent symposium on rebuilding Liberia held at the Washington-based Center for Global Development. Reporter William Ego has the story.
The World Bank says the effects of the Ebola crisis could cost the three West African nations at least $1.6 billion in lost economic growth this year. That drop in growth has meant an even greater reduction in domestic funding for troubled health care systems. U.S. Senator Jeff Flake told conference participants that donors must focus on restarting economies hit by the virus if these governments are to make national health care sustainable. Senator Flake is the incoming chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Subcommittee on African Affairs. He said investment in the Liberian economy will create conditions to facilitate what he called top-notch health infrastructure that can manage infectious diseases before they become outbreaks. For this, he said, strengthening trade and stimulating the local private sector is essential.
We need to ensure with whatever aid that we provide that we involve private sector partners, those who can continue and sustain this activity after these projects are completed. And we want to make sure, and I will make sure, that our aid is geared in that way. We also need to ensure that a lot of the funding that has been programmed, where we have made progress more quickly than we thought, we act nimbly to reprogram those funds, if need be, to areas that are more dire. And as I mentioned, there is no more important task than rebuilding the private sector, making sure the private sector can move forward in Liberia.
He said U.S. leadership has been key to the effort to curb the virus. The Center for Global Development says so far, Washington has committed over $5 billion U.S. dollars and provided several hundred thousand military personnel to help build treatment units, conduct lab testing, and perform civil engineering and logistical duties. Many healthcare specialists say prevention of future outbreaks means reform of the World Health Organization, which has been criticized by Senator Flake and others for its slow response to the crisis.
To describe the response of the WHO to this disaster as lacking would be very charitable.
Other proposed reforms will adapt infrastructure built to handle the Ebola crisis into the new healthcare system. Moore said five forward logistics bases used now to store chlorine, protective gear, and drugs to fight the virus will become regional depots for other medicines needed by healthcare facilities. And community care centers proposed to test patients for the virus will be made permanent and be located near Ebola treatment centers and hospitals. They'll act to separate those with the virus from patients who test positive for malaria, Lassa fever, and other illnesses with symptoms similar to Ebola. I'm William Eagle in Washington.
And that was the Ebola update from VOA Africa. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. For all the latest information on the Ebola crisis, listen to the news on VOA Africa 24 hours a day or tune into our special Ebola updates Monday to Saturday. You can also visit our website at www.voanews.com. For mobile users, the website is ebola.voanews.com.